Commerce Department and the European Commission are standing up an open data library. Its aim, making it easier to access and analyze economic data on the United States and European Union members. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers talked with Justin Antoni Pillay, head of the Economic and Statistics Administration and counselor to the Secretary of Commerce, to learn more about the project and the catalyst for this transatlantic partnership.
What we saw was, as part of the European Commission's move towards a digital single market, they had a number of policy proposals, including around copyright and privacy and a number of other issues. But one of the core tenets of their plan at the European Commission was around open data and data value change. So what we did was propose that we have a direct collaboration that our teams that are working on the open data movement here at the Department of Commerce, which is the Commerce Data Service, and one of our bureaus, the Bureau of Economic Analysis, work directly with some of the open data teams in the European Commission to build an open data project that can really move this work forward.
And I saw that EU and U.S. government data is available but not optimized. Why? Can you explain a little bit more about that? Why isn't that data more optimized, and what do you mean by optimized?
So we did a couple of things here. First, we wanted to get our teams actually working together, and so we wanted some data sets that were already open and available. And we focused in the first instance on our economic indicators, so GDP and the components of GDP, and other indicators that might be available in the Bureau of Economic Analysis and Eurostat on regional or member state bases. We focused on these because, A, there's a really great opportunity there for economists, statisticians, journalists to be able to access more quickly that data, analyze it, compare it on a transatlantic basis, and even visualize it. So while the data is available, and you know, BEA has been making its economic indicators like GDP available for a very long time, and Eurostat has been doing the same in Europe, what we wanted was an ability for people around the country to really be able to get it quickly, get them across time series quickly, and to be able to compare and visualize the data here and in Europe much more quickly than they had to do in the past. Do you mind if I give you an example?
Please.
So imagine the way it used to be 20, maybe a little bit longer than that, years ago. If you wanted to find out GDP over a 10-year period, you might go to a series of books or publications. You would pull the GDP number out quarter by quarter. You'd make some kind of a spreadsheet, and then you would be able to see trends in the GDP. But it was a pretty manual process. Now, of course, we make our data available in a bunch of different formats, including tabular format, and we have an API that is accessed by economists, statisticians, and journalists here and around the world, in which they can go in and pull specific data that's economic indicator information. But what we wanted to do was make it even easier. We wanted, if an economist wanted to be able to pull specific economic information across a whole a number of years and be able to see that very quickly, that we could give them a product that allowed them to do that. And that's what R, which is an open source statistical language, allows us to do. It allows economists and some other stakeholders, users, to be able to go into our data and pull out exactly the information they want and to see it and analyze it quickly. And what we did with the European Commission is we engaged on this open data, but also, very importantly, open source process, where we're going to build a product that will allow stakeholders to access that data not only from the U.S. data sources, but also from the European open data sources, and then compare it. So now, if you want to see the comparable trend for some of these economic indicators across 5 and 10 years and compare it against some European trends or against European member state trends, you'll be able to do that much more quickly.
Can you talk a little bit about the collaboration or interagency work that's going on to help get this started?
We here at Commerce really are working across the government to share best practices on how you can tackle some of these open data challenges. And, you know, we were given some really terrific tools by the president in the Presidential Innovation Fellows Program, the U.S. Digital Service, the 18F program, and some hiring authorities that allowed us to bring terrific talent in quickly. And that's how we got folks like our chief data scientist, Jeff Chen, and others who are here really helping us innovate in a number of different ways. But we're also trying to collaborate across the government and share what we are doing. You know, we here at Commerce are building products in open source languages like R and Python to speed access, analysis, and visualization of our data. We're trying to share our experiences on building something like the Commerce Data Usability Project, which is a terrific project to teach people the kinds of data we have and, you know, that's open and available for use, not only what the data is, but how it can be used, how you can actually solve problems both visually and through some of these open source tools. And we've posted that project really to teach not only folks outside the government, but inside the government, the kinds of data sets we have available.
It sounds like you guys are not only well prepared, but well on your way to getting this off the ground. And I read that it will be publicly available in the coming weeks. Are you guys still on track to meet that?
We are hoping to release an alpha version of this library by the beginning of November. The idea that you can release an open source library like this in a way that might be a little bit buggy, may not work perfectly, but that you use that to iterate into versions that work more elegantly is an important way to go. And we're proud of that. So we're on track. We expect to release the initial version of the library at the beginning of November, together with our colleagues in the European Commission. And we're going to listen to feedback and also have the broader community really engage with us to see how we can build on top of that library.
Justin Antoni Pillay is head of the Economic and Statistics Administration and counselor to the Secretary of Commerce, speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Be sure to read Meredith's story at federalnewsradio.com.